Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
I said, Kate.
Oh my gosh, I'm flabbergasted. Who uses that word?
You can't just call someone a traitor because they have a better vocabulary than you.
Flabbergasted is like saying whoops-a-daisy, is it not?
Players. Welcome to the worst team-building away day experience in history. What just happened?
I just farted, Claudia.
People couldn't believe it. Where's Tom? Why Tom? Well, he's been murdered. Deal with it.
And that is Alan Carr, who is one of the traitors that you hear in that clip. And if you're wondering who farted, it was Celia Imrie, the actress. And it was one of the funniest moments in one of the episodes last week. Well, Celebrity Traitors continues tonight on BBC One at 9 p.m. And nearly 13 million people have tuned in for episode 2, 3 and 4, with almost 14 million viewers for episode 1 once you brought in those who watched it on catch up. In a world where you can watch what you want, when you want, on demand, the format seems to be proving that appointment television is alive and well. Well, Olivia Fahey is the editor of Geek Ireland. She is, like me, obsessed with the show, and she joins me now. Olivia, for people who haven't watched the 6 episodes, and you have about 4.5 hours now until 9 o'clock, so you can get in the last 4 episodes, what are people missing?
Oh my goodness, where do I start? Well, I'm so glad you chose some of those clips because they have been some of the highlights for me, especially the fart, because it was also, they were in like this cabin in the woods, like in the complete darkness, kind of terrified of what was ahead of them. And then the fart happened and it just diffused the situation greatly. But, you know, we have all these bunch of celebrities. There was, I think, like 19 or 20 at the start. So there's a lot more familiar faces than you would normally see in other celebrity editions of the show. So, for example, the American version of The Traitors is always celebrities, but we use that term very lightly because a lot of them are from like other reality series that we wouldn't have gotten over here. So we wouldn't be as familiar with them. But these are all faces that we know, like Jonathan Ross is in there. As you said, you've got Alan Carr, Celia Imrie, Nick Mohammed. You know, the names go on and on. Like you'll
Stephen
know
Fry.
A lot of these. Stephen Fry,
How
who, by the way,
him?
I loved him. I absolutely adore him, and he has been definitely like the father figure to everyone and kind of like the host at the round table when they're all trying to discuss who to banish kind of thing. So he was a great get for them, I have to say. But yes, the aim of the game for people who don't know is you need to find who has Claudia picked as the traitors, and you get the chance to vote for who you think it is at these round tables, and the person that gets the most votes is banished, and they go up into this little circle and announce if they were a traitor or a faithful. Now, the downside is if you do get rid of a faithful and not a traitor, the traitors are still going to be meeting up in the turret to try and see who are they going to murder that night. So you need to try and get rid of all of the traitors before you get murdered or banished. So that's kind of the aim of the game. And seeing celebrities out of their comfort zone doing this is just absolutely hilarious because they're all absolutely terrible, which makes it even funnier.
And they're all very normal, very down to earth, very unaffected in this particular series. It's one of the things I really like about them. Nobody is, you know, wearing anything other than their casual clothes. They are talking the way you would expect us normal folks to be talking if you went into the Traitors. I don't know why I expected celebrities to talk differently, but I did. And they're so heavily involved and invested in the programme. I actually think it might be the best Traitor season yet.
Honestly, I am obsessed with it. And one of the things that I really like is because sometimes when you get to the round table, things can get a little bit personal, like not like intentionally, but because you're kind of pulling at straws, it's just like, oh, well, like, I just didn't like that face you pulled, so I think you're a traitor. Like, that's kind of the things that happen. And people can often get the hump with that. Whereas with the celebrities, they're kind of like they're making fun of it almost. And like, as Joe Marler keeps reminding everybody and Jonathan Ross, it's like, this is still just a game. So like, I, as much as I'm saying this to you, please don't like take me off your Christmas card list at the end of the day. So I kind of like that they're taking that attitude towards it as well, that they're willing to kind of push it and play the game the way the game is supposed to be played without kind of fearing that people are going to get offended by anything, because they're all on the same page there. Well, yes, aside from Kate Garraway, maybe.
And Paloma Faith is apparently not talking to Alan Carr because he gave her the kiss of death and she was murdered. We do talk about the decline of terrestrial television time and time again, and the fact that they cannot compete with these big streaming giants like Apple TV and like Netflix. But this does buck the trend completely, doesn't it? Because you have to watch it in terrestrial TV. It's at a set time. You can't binge watch all the episodes together. It's sort of traditional television almost.
It is. And because it's released multiple times a week as well, it means that if you do miss an episode, you need to catch up on that before you watch the next one, or you need to make sure that you don't get any spoilers until you're able to catch up with them all. And I kind of find that really interesting, because at the end of the day, like, we are in this era of social media that, you know everything that happens almost immediately. There's no kind of way to hide around spoilers for any of these kinds of shows, because it's for everyone to see the minute that it airs. So you've got shows like RuPaul's Drag Race, you've also got shows like The Great British Bake Off. They're all kind of like on a weekly basis, and if you miss one of them or you're watching just a little bit behind everybody else, you're going to have spoilers all over your social media from the moment it goes out live. So I think people are more inclined to try and make sure that they are at home and that they are going to be tuning in, so that they don't end up having it spoiled for them later on. But also, when you do see things like the memes, like the Alan Carr in his cloak holding the lantern meme, like that was all over my Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram, my TikTok. It's been absolutely everywhere. And when you sort of see these things, whether you're familiar with what's going on or not, you're going to want to know what's happening. And because everybody's watching the same episode at the same time, different to a streaming show, that everyone's going to be talking about the exact same thing. So then that makes you more inclined to be like, oh, okay, well, I've only missed one episode, I'll just catch up on that, and then I'll tune in to episode two. So it's easier for you to dive in a little bit later. Now, yes, we are 2-3 weeks into the celebrity series now, but again, they're only like this many episodes, there's only this many gone, so there is still time for you to catch up before the finale next week.
Yeah, we have another 4 episodes to go. There's going to be a large void in my life when Celebrity Traitors is gone. Olivia Fahey, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Siobhan McSweeney should take over from Claudia, says one texter. The celebrity faithfuls have no clue. They are terrible. They are truly useless, and they haven't identified a traitor yet, and it's all really enjoyable. Watch it tonight at 9 p.m. on BBC One. Highly recommended.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.